July 24th. My mother named me Gabriella after my grandmother, who, coincidentally, didn't want to meet me when I was born because my mother was not married and was therefore living in sin. My mom has told me the story many, many, many times of how, when she confessed to my grandmother that she was pregnant with me, her mother beat her. Beat her. She was 25. That story forms the basis of my sexual education. Every time I go out with a guy, my mom says, "Ojos abiertos, piernas cerradas." Eyes open, legs closed. That's as far as the birds and the bees talk has gone. And I don't mind it. I don't necessarily agree with that whole wait until you're married crap, though. I mean, this is America and the 21st century, not Mexico 100 years ago. But of course, I can't tell my mom that because she'll think I'm bad. Or worse, trying to be white. July 25th. Less than a month before school starts again. Ugh. It's not like I don't want to go back to school, because I do. But I also want to lie around and do nothing for a little bit longer. Eat some tacos. Eat a few more Rocky Road ice cream cones from Rite Aid, so I have an excuse to talk to the really cute guy there who has a full sleeve but has to cover it up because apparently Rite Aid keeps it classy. Not like he's asked me for my number, but hey, at least I can say he's given me something sweet. What I really want to do before summer vacation is over is try the new super hot wings from Pepe's House of Wings, located, conveniently, down the street. The wings are rumored to be so hot that you have to sign a waiver before you put one little drumstick in your mouth. Which makes me wonder, what horrible thing happens when you eat them? Could you possibly have a heart attack from ingesting so much capsaicin? I like that word. It makes me feel scientific. Death by digesting fiery wing. Sounds borderline mythical. Maybe you stop breathing, but are on such a spicy wing high that it doesn't matter because it's the best thing you've ever eaten. And it's like there are angels lifting you into heaven while your mouth burns away here on earth. But with my luck, I'd probably just get the runs. Right now, though, I seriously have to get up and clean my room before my mom sees the little treasures under my pillow. That woman is always finding my stash. July 25th. Later the same afternoon. Okay, so I met up with Cindy and Sebastian, and we had the wings at Pepe's House of Wings. But my best friends are weaklings when it comes to spicy food and only ate barbecue and lemon pepper wings. Chickens. I, however, ate the super spicy, aka caliente caliente wings. It felt so good signing that waiver. Like I was about to do something so epic, so courageous, so dangerous, and so for the benefit of all humankind that I would be willing to sign my life away to do it. Of course, it would be just like me that the most dangerous thing I have done up to this moment would be food-related. Ugh. Note to self. Lose some weight. It is senior year, after all. July 25th. Later. I was right. I got the runs. July 28th. What the fuck just happened? Long day. Have to sleep.